I'm Chris Foster. The House is back in session today after a month-long recess and no new coronavirus financial relief in sight.
Republicans and Democrats are pointing fingers after the Senate's skinny bill failed. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin says it's time to set politics aside.
Families are really hurting. Businesses are hurting.
Leadership on both sides are working on clean, short-term legislation funding the government past the end of September.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The Chinese social video sharing service TikTok has a new American partner.
ByteDance, the Chinese parent company of TikTok, has chosen Oracle to be what it calls its trusted U.S. technology partner after Microsoft announced the Chinese company would not sell its American operations of the social video app. President Trump threatened to ban TikTok. TikTok has denied it's a national security risk and is suing to stop the administration from the threatened ban.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Sally's definitely going to dominate our forecast for the week ahead because we're going to be on the very active east side of the storm. It's expected to make landfall tomorrow. Today, relatively routine. It'll be breezy. Warm, high 91. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible later on this afternoon and into tonight. Tonight's low 74. Now, tomorrow and tomorrow night, increasing chance of showers and storms. High temperatures held down to the low 80s. It'll be breezy. Then Wednesday and Thursday, locally heavy rainfall from Sally. It'll be windy at times. Threat of tropical tornadoes, that's to be expected with every tropical system. And you can stay up on the very latest information with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. It's going to be your best friend. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama ranks last in the country for response to the 2020 U.S. Census, with Louisiana, Mississippi, and Georgia also in the bottom five. About 81.5% of Alabama households have been counted as of September 10th. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 125,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. More than 9,300 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Across the state, more than 2,200 people have died. Hospitalizations have dropped below 800. And the body of missing Auburn 18-year-old Thomas Green was found last week. Auburn police charged 41-year-old Tahara Brunson and 35-year-old Marcus Wigley with Green's kidnapping. Auburn police say the two men took Green against his will on September 5th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Get more miles on the road with O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system means better gas mileage for your car. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Plus, earn double O Rewards points. For a clean, lubricated, more fuel-efficient system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now more Straight Talk from Straight Talk. The big wireless companies say they're the only way to get the best coverage.
Because they've got like a gajillion cell towers?
Something like that. But Straight Talk Wireless runs on those same towers, so you get the same great networks for up to 50% less.
I wonder if they're counting that one in Kickapoo, Kansas.
Oh, boy. Switch today and get our unlimited plan for just $45 a month with 25 gigs at high speeds and no contract. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See StraightTalk.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Ah, see, this is, we can't hear you, Dan. Check on your settings, see if you're muted. Welcome into the Dan Morris Show. I'm here, April Marie Fogle is here, and we're trying to test out Dan's remote system here.
Well, you've got us two in here holding down the fort.
We can see you, Dan. We can't hear you at all. It might be that your mic is muted on the actual on-screen settings.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can get that worked out. In the meantime, how was your weekend, Joey?
Very good. Brother came down, and we watched some football together. You know, all the politics involved. I'm not going to let it ruin enjoying a football game. And, you know, I had a good weekend. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a
There's Dan.
We got Dan back.
You can hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you, and welcome.
Well, thanks. How are you two doing?
Good. We're just talking about our weekends here. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a really good weekend. I'm finally home.
Woohoo.
And that makes a big difference here. Let me turn the TV off in the background. Still have a little bit of a delay. April Marie, thank you so much for driving down.
Of course. I was telling the guys off air that I got up this morning and ran/walked a 5K. Just your ordinary Monday morning.
5K?
I'm trying to train for the Orange Theory Dry Try. And so 3 days a week for the next 2 weeks, I will be walking a 5K as I try to improve my time. I will embarrassingly not share my time today, but the goal is to get
April Marie.
Oh, it's painful. But in my defense, I was walking with two other mothers, and so we were walking, and then we'd run, and then we'd walk, and we'd run, and so yeah, it took me an hour. It's about almost a full hour to do a 5K this morning.
Oh wow! So what's your goal for this?
So I need to get it down to 35 to 40 minutes, which sounds like it's plenty of time, except I don't actually in any way, shape, or form do cardio for fun. It's not my idea of fun. So trying to do this is nothing short of entertaining.
Okay, so what's the purpose of you doing the 5K?
So the dry try, for those who don't do Orange Theory Fitness, Orange Theory has basically three routes you do for every workout. One is the rower. So in a dry try, you've got 2,000 meter row, a 5K walk run, whatever your preference, and then body weight exercises. And so I'm signed up to do this.
It's like a competition.
It's a competition. Mm. So last year I did this and I had barely just started working out and I did the whole dry try in 69 and a half minutes. So my goal for this year is to do it in less than that.
Less than 69.
69 minutes. So I'm not competing with anybody except last year.
Yourself.
And so we'll see if I can do it. But I haven't been working out during COVID. My asthma got worse, and I stopped working out again. So now it's like it's starting all over again. So beating myself from last year is my goal.
Well, if you are playing against yourself, you must be a golfer.
I am actually not a golfer. I do nothing.
That's the whole concept of golf. You're playing against yourself.
Dan Morris, you should know this about me. I do not do anything athletic. If it could be portrayed as a sport in anyone's imagination, it's not my cup of tea. But I'm trying. And I think it's good for my kids to see me trying, trying to get healthier, trying to stay healthier, be the best version of me. So that's my incentive, is to just get moving and keep moving. And we'll see how I do. I've got a couple more weeks to get in shape for this thing and do my best.
Well, that is outstanding. Let's get into the show here. 2729-228. Spent a little time down at Sweet Creek Farm Market this weekend. Went down Sunday and got a Cuban sandwich. Did the camp stew. I got Gary's Boston butt that he gave me. Doled it out to some friends, my brother and some other. Mike Mason, a good friend of mine. And it was spectacular.
Man.
Oh, did you two watch football this weekend?
I did. My brother came down and watched. We were both Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans. So we wanted to see Tom Brady.
All I can say is, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it wasn't ideal, but I think it was great that the whole Fox panel and my brother and I agreed that they didn't get much of a preseason. Like, Mike Evans, the star receiver, had been out all offseason with a hamstring issue. So I think that offense is going to crank back up, but
Brady, there were some great games this weekend, particularly college was back. I love that. The Georgia Tech-Florida game was spectacular. Raging Cajuns smashed Iowa State. So we had some kind of upsets that were out there. But I was getting into it. Yes, I did have queso, salsa, and Corona.
Nice. Nice. They allow that?
I don't know if that's a doctor-approved snacks there.
You can tell when Dan's feeling better by the consumption of Corona.
There you go.
The higher the consumption of Corona, the much better Dan is feeling. I like that. Okay, let's get into some of the items here. We've got Peter Strzok, who I was filming things at the TV. This guy is the biggest fat liar you've ever seen in your life. Got new information coming out. Durham, we have Durham's number one exec who quit. But the press said, because he felt Will Barr was doing political pressure from them. I'll get into more of the details of it. Biden is waking up, and he started to travel around it some more. The polls are closing on him, so he's having problems with that. But I want to set up your deck. Peter Strzok talking about what the case was against Donald Trump.
Okay, you might not be able to hear this, Dan, but we'll be able to hear it. Let's play it.
Welcome back. This past week, we heard from Microsoft that hackers from Iran, China, and especially Russia have escalated their attacks on our election system. Then there was President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who found himself playing down his contacts with a Ukrainian lawmaker who was said to be a Russian agent, and the United States government ended up sanctioning. One person who's very familiar with Russian election shenanigans is former FBI counterintelligence officer Peter Strzok. He was in charge of the Bureau's Russia investigation until he was removed over personal anti-Trump texts he sent to a colleague with whom he was having an affair. Strzok has just written a book, Compromised, Counterintelligence and the Threat of Donald J. Trump. And Peter Strzok joins me now, Mr. Strzok. And let me just start with your theory of the case of why you believe President Trump is compromised.
Well, good morning, Chuck. It's great to be here. Look, I think it is clear, I believed at the time in 2016, and I continue to believe, that Donald Trump is compromised by the Russians. And when I say that, I mean that they hold leverage over him that makes him incapable of placing the national interest, the national security, ahead of his own. That takes a variety of forms. I worked counterintelligence for over 20 years, and I recruited spies during that time, and I defended against those people who were being recruited in our government. One of the largest ways that people in foreign governments gain leverage, certainly in the case of the president, is through financial entanglements. And I think when you take a look at the Trump financial enterprise, particularly its relationship with Russian monies, and potentially those related to organized crime and other elements, that those interactions have placed him in a position where the Russians have leverage over him and are able to influence his actions.
Okay, one main thing missing here. Chuck Todd never says, what's your evidence? He never questions. Whatever Peter Strzok said is true. This is nuts. If that would have been a Republican up there, talking about the Democrat, he would have been all over saying that's a conspiracy theory. You have no evidence. Produce the evidence. He doesn't question Peter Strzok once. It is amazing to me that these guys, get away with all. But that's not enough. Remember he said financial entanglement. This is the second part.
Was your job then to figure out if the Russians were using that leverage or simply to identify the leverage they could have?
Well, both. I mean, so there are a couple of things I'd point out. When we opened the cases called commonly known as Crossfire Hurricane in the summer and fall of 2016, those were not looking at the president. They were not looking at his campaign. They were looking at a very discreet set of individuals based on an allegation we had received that Russia had offered to coordinate the release of information to help the Trump campaign. When we later then, after Director Comey was fired, opened a case onto the president himself, that was a very broad investigation. On the one hand, it incorporated a question of whether or not the president had committed obstruction, but it also had a counterintelligence element to that. And that's very broad in nature. It's looking, first and foremost, what the Russians are trying to achieve and the way they're doing it. But that is very broad, and it certainly would include looking at the president's financial entanglements.
His financial entanglement. Well, let me ask you this. He was in counterintelligence for 20 years. Notice he did not mention Bill Clinton trying to get $500,000 from Russia. Didn't mention that. That's right. Not financial entanglement. He asked for a meeting with Putin and O'Neill. And they would grant it, the State Department would. But he goes ahead and meets with them and stays at the private residence of Putin.
Dan, I hate to do this, but you're cutting out a lot here.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Initially, it was good, but then it started cutting out here, especially as we got into playing the clips.
Okay, tell me what we need to do.
I think we need to go back to the drawing board in terms of the audio and hit a break here. We can follow along with the show here with the clips. But we're up against a break here, and we can keep going.
Go to a break.
Yeah.
We'll go to a break and come back. I want to give my opinion on this. This is insane.
Yeah, absolutely. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hello and good afternoon. We are experiencing some technical difficulties, and so you have me for a bit while we try to work out those kinks. The clips that Dan was playing go back to the Russian hoax and the Russian how it all started, or in theory, seemingly started. But the fact of the matter is, we know that this, the entire Russia investigation, was tainted from go. It was never intended to protect our nation or protect the integrity of our nation or the White House or the presidency or anything that they claimed. It was a gotcha mission from the beginning. And then they tried to shore it up with real, actual evidence that never came to fruition. That was never there. And so it's incredibly frustrating that all this time later, as more and more comes out, the case is being built again and again, that it was all just ridiculous. It boggles my mind. It boggles my mind that anybody is still trying to pretend that this was real. And real in terms of this was an investigation needed to protect our nation, to protect national security, to protect integrity. What we know are that the individuals involved in this investigation, they threw it. They threw it from the beginning. So frustrating. So, so very frustrating.
Peter Strzok is shameless about this. I mean, it really is really crazy here.
Well, listening to them, it's almost like I said, like they're trying to shore it up after the fact and defend themselves and defend their actions. And it's just not there.
Yeah, well, let's go to the next clip here. Peter Strzok, and they're going to be talking about the Russia hotel deal. It was a lie, but they're just going to run with it anyway. Like, it's, you know, true.
There's been multiple explanations about the president's behavior with Russia. One is from him is he wants to get along with them better. A second simply is, hey, people are conflating just because he has some views of the world that are similar to Putin. People conflate that. And then the other argument they'll make is, hey, this administration has been tougher on Russia. They'll cite things like sending lethal defensive aid to Ukraine, taking action in Syria, and so on. Did any of that give you pause during this opening of this investigation?
Sure, of course it did. Look, the president is in charge of United States foreign policy. He sets the foreign policy agenda of the United States. He had campaigned on wanting to bring the U.S. and Russia closer together. That's not the issue. The issue is all the things that he left unsaid or outright lied about that the Russians knew. When he does those things, when he says things like that he has no financial relationship or dealings with Russia, at the same moment his attorney is dealing, trying to make a deal for a Trump Tower in Moscow, that lie is known to Vladimir Putin. Trump obviously knows he didn't tell the truth. So things like that, it's not the overt actions towards warming a relationship with Russia. It's the lies that time and time again that he tells that Russia also knows that they can use over leverage with him. So he certainly considered deeply with just argument after argument and soul searching about whether or not we were doing the right thing. But conclusively, the concerns we had about Russia were merited, and it was the appropriate thing to do to look into them.
You know, if it was so merited, why did they constantly use false information in order to get FISA warrants, you know, the so-called Steele dossier?
This was all about a drip, 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 hoping that they could damage Trump enough or trip him up, right? So they would take some truths and then some lies, mix them, conflate them, and try to, you know, tell the American public this is what happened.
Right.
And it was just incredibly, looking back, so I have never been a Trump fan. Never. I just haven't. During all of this, I became one. I went out and bought a jersey, contributed to the campaign. I was on the Trump train. Now he lost me again with COVID. That's neither here nor there. But all this did for me was say, oh my gosh, it's exactly what Trump has been
right.
talking about.
Right.
The deep state, the swampy people, the swampy creatures. And I think they really believed they could get away with tainting things, using fake files, doing all this craziness, get him impeached, or get him to mess up to the point where he had lost all credibility, maybe would resign. You don't know Trump if you think he's going to resign for anything short of criminal charges, I think, at this point. But I think they really genuinely believed that they could just push him out of office one way or another.
Well, and as Dan talked to Byron York, you know, you see him on Fox News all the time, editor-in-chief, I believe, or at large at the Washington Examiner.
And he's got a new book out. That's
yeah,
what he's here promoting.
Exactly. It's called Obsession, and it's how the media goes after Trump. And in particular on the Russia story, they said Mueller, and anybody knows anything about the story, once Mueller gets on there as special counsel, he knows there's nothing there in terms of the collusion theory.
Right.
That it is a bunch of made-up stuff.
But then you look at all the tech, like he was a little octopus, so he gets all these other outlying issues.
Right, and then they try to set up an obstruction trap. So most of the delay of the Mueller report was this back and forth between John Dowd and other lawyers from the Trump team along with the Mueller team until finally it got, you know, into a rude mood. And
it
was
absurd.
We're not going to give you this interview because we all know Trump. He talks fast and loose.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, it is interesting. You can find clips of old depositions. It's a little different, more reserved, but it was probably a great decision by the president's counsel not to let him sit down with
Mueller. I made a kind of a deal with myself in life. I set some goals. Some of them just ordinary, normal goals. And then when I got really heavily involved in politics, one was to never be deposed. And it's for that reason. When I get anxious, I talk really fast and my mouth, the words come out. I would be awful. Trump himself, awful. This is why he can't stay on message to save his life. And he kind of, I don't want to say, he has a flexible relationship with how he describes things.
Oh, of course. Well, it's the puffery of being in real estate. Think about how, especially in New York real estate, you sell things.
I'm the biggest.
And look at this great, Ionian column here.
Hey, do we have our perfect conversation thing that you normally play? All
right,
we've got Red Top on the line. How's it going, Red Top?
Hey, guys.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. Let's get a reality check on things. Donald Trump is exactly right about Russia. Russia is a nuisance. We're not going to go to nuclear war with Russia. We'd unsettle that. Russia, we have no trade issues with Russia because Russia is just not as strong a power as they used to be. They right. do have nuclear weapons, but Vladimir Putin's got big-time problems with his poisoning stuff. China and Iran are the biggest threat to the United States right now. They both have threatened an EMP attack. The trade issues with China, Donald Trump is the first one who had the gonads to do anything about it. So our president is right on track where he needs to be. And Dan can make his comments on that. I would imagine he's agree. I'm not concerned about Russia at all. He's got a hard time holding his own water. And may I say this about Netflix? April Marie, have you canceled your subscription with Netflix?
I have not canceled my subscription, although I have.
Why not?
You know, that's a good question. I do not have cable in my household. I was just talking to Joey about how I can, about learning about the parental blocks, but I'm looking at how I can block that material, but I have not canceled the show.
Well, cancel them.
I'm not a big fan of boycotts that are, I don't feel like have teeth or are going to work. I feel, but, and I'm not going to cancel my Netflix subscription.
Well, what does Netflix have that is so worth having?
Actually, good question. Red Top, you'd have to have little kids. You have little kids or little grandkids? So my children aren't allowed to listen to or watch TV during the weekdays. They're only allowed one educational hour each child. So my daughter watches science shows, which are only on Netflix, and my son watches Leapfrog. Now, I tried to do without Netflix, and I tried to do Amazon Prime, and then you have to buy all the channels separately, and then you have to buy the specific learning show separately, and it costs an arm and a leg, and I don't make that kind of money.
Get the digital antenna, and you get the Flintstones for free. That's what all of us that have a ground in morals watch the Flintstones.
Well, I'm gonna stay amoral and keep my Netflix. I think my children love the science shows, love the educational programming, and I am willing to be honest enough to say I am not canceling my Netflix subscription.
Well, I get Quest Channel, I get four public television channels, I get all kinds of shows that paid people get.
Here's the other problem with that plan is that my children only watch very specific programming, and it depends on the day and their time. So it's unlike cable, where I'd have to turn on the TV and see what's on, I get to say to my son, okay, you've done your homework, you've done your chores, you may now sit down and watch 1 hour of Leapfrog Letter Factory and Learning Show. And my son's improved, even in the last 3 weeks since school started, on his letter recognition because of these Leapfrog shows. My daughter is obsessed with science, which I love because I am awful at science and math, and those are Netflix shows. Now, I recognize I could also put them on YouTube and find a lot of that same content, but YouTube is way scarier than Netflix.
Yeah.
Way scarier. If you have not watched YouTube videos, I once had my daughter sitting next to me, and she watched a very specific YouTube video. And then the next show was what seemed to be Barbies. And so I'm watching over her shoulder as she sits next to me with YouTube. And the Barbies start having relations.
Whoa.
With soldier dolls. And so I'm going to stick to my Netflix science shows and learning shows.
You know, April Marie, I'm almost 67. I'm too young for that. Thank you, guys.
I'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it, Red Top. We got to hit a break here. More of the Dan Moore Show.
Yes. Stay tuned. I'll be with you the rest of the show.
The Dan Moore Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will be ready to award $1,000 a day for life. Enter now at PCH.com, and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win $1,000 a day for life. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter at PCH.com now. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Sally's definitely going to dominate our forecast for the week ahead because we're going to be on the very active east side of the storm. It's expected to make landfall tomorrow. Today, relatively routine. It'll be breezy, warm, high 91, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible later on this afternoon and into tonight. Tonight's low 74. Now, tomorrow and tomorrow night, increasing chance of showers and storms. High temperatures held down to the low 80s. It'll be breezy. Then Wednesday and Thursday, locally heavy rainfall from Sally. It'll be windy at times. Threat of tropical tornadoes, that's to be expected with every tropical system. And you can stay up on the very latest information with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. It's going to be your best friend. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
This song takes me back to that, the astronaut movie, do you remember?
Armageddon.
Yeah. There you go. I cannot, it like they like ruined it for me. I just see that scene in my head. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah. Don't want to miss a thing. Okay, there's so much going on in our country today. I don't even know where to start. Senator Markey, did you see his statement this morning? So Senator Markey, Ed Markey says, and I quote, "Portland police routinely attack peaceful protesters with brute force. We must disarm these officers and every other police department in America. We're going to disarm the police departments of weapons of war and enact a nationwide ban on tear gas, rubber and plastic bullets, and beanbag rounds." Okay, I think he's missing something, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, the concept that police routinely use the rubber and plastic bullets and beanbag rounds to subdue people they would otherwise have to shoot. What in the, like, that's literally the reason those exist. Those exist because you, Joey, are charging me.
Sure.
I don't want to use deadly force. Maybe Right. You've got a known mental illness. Do you have a known mental illness?
Well,
maybe you
that's have, yet to be found.
Maybe
out.
You have a known mental illness. Maybe there's some other situation. You're a kid. You're this. You need to stop the person. Right. That's the reason these things exist. So you are telling me you want to take the alternatives to killing people out of the hands of police. So it blows my mind. So what I said to him was, because, you know, of course I had to respond, easy for a man protected by armed Capitol Police to say that.
Right.
These aren't peaceful protesters. These are rioters and arsonists. These cops are the peaceful protesters who are frequently getting getting harmed by these things, air quotes harmed, are in a lot of cities, they're throwing things at law enforcement officers, including water bottles that contain urine. Mm-hmm. They're throwing rocks. They're throwing bricks. And then some of them just won't disperse when the police say disperse, okay? Now, here's the thing. There are peaceful protesters among some of these more dangerous people. I get that. But here's the deal. If I'm standing in a crowd of people throwing objects at law enforcement, and law enforcement says disperse, I have the brain capacity to say, this is going to go badly.
Right.
Right? They aren't, and I'm going to say this again, police are not responding to peaceful kumbaya, let's sing and chant and sit on the ground. They're not responding to actual peaceful protesters with these methods. They're responding to the people attacking them or attempting to do arson or attempting to do other things with these methods. The other thing is, if this senator was, his life was threatened, he would have law enforcement. He would. Law enforcement would respond. And so it's just very... It's ridiculous.
And, you know, I get very tired of this cynical use of peaceful protester where it's now become a euphemism for, okay, yeah, you do have folks out there holding signs doing what you normally do at a peaceful protest, but then you usually have a vanguard who is trying to start something with police, so police crack down, and then you can say, look, you're cracking down on peaceful protesters, because they know that the actual nonviolent tradition, say MLK, Gandhi, for instance, Gandhi wasn't talking to the Indians. Gandhi was talking to the British public, and they knew that if you appeal to the hearts and minds of the British public and people, they're not going to like these images when it is a very violent imperial system cracking down in India. Same thing with MLK and right. The marches here in, you know, Selma, you know, what you saw in Birmingham. They knew if we just act peacefully, we just sit at a lunch counter, law enforcement, the powers of be are going to react in an ugly way, and it's going to change hearts and minds. Now that the system doesn't crack down in that way, it's almost like, I'm not touching you. They're trying to get a response from law enforcement when they know it's not as easy these days.
Well, you look at what happened with the officers who were shot and the response of the people who showed up at the hospital yelling at law enforcement, saying, I hope they die. There's a video of a quote, peaceful protester in the face of a law enforcement officer saying, I'm going to go rape your girlfriend. Said, do you have a girlfriend? I'm going to go rape your girlfriend. Not like a pig, but like a dog. That kind of language is still considered first protected by your First Amendment rights. And it's still, they're still called peaceful protesters by the mainstream media. Thankfully, there are people out there putting these videos out there, right? There are the videos that came after the law enforcement officers were shot of people just celebrating. This is a human being, guys. These are people doing their jobs. A young mother, a young man. It is infuriating to me to see the media turn a blind eye to the celebrations and then focus on these, quote, peaceful protesters. And again, here's the thing. You have a brain. You have eyeballs. If people around you are harming the police, you need to leave. Because, yes, you may be peaceful, but you're not in a peaceful situation. But here's what I've seen. So in Birmingham, there is a group of white allies who do White Lives for Black Lives Matter or something.
Okay.
And they've been protesting every week. And I only know this because I see the Facebook posts about it. But I'm not seeing media reports about this. I'm not seeing media reports about the actual peaceful protesters. But what I am seeing is media at these crazy rallies, at these crazy places, defending those guys. And it's infuriating.
It really is. I mean, and again, it's sort of perverting what we all understood, the goal of what protest is about.
Well, and I'm going to get to that a little later on the show, because I keep bringing this up because I feel like it's incumbent upon anybody with a microphone or a bully pulpit to talk about what can we do? What do they want? And the actual peaceful protesters, because they do have some actual valid points. Some of our schools are terribly failing for our minorities. Some of, we still have housing issues. Our current welfare system, as we know it, is not working and has not worked in ages. We need to do more. We need to do more to promote jobs, and not just minimum wage jobs. I see that all these fights for minimum wage increases. We got to increase minimum wage. Well, how about we start training up young men and women? Young men and women of color, young men and women of every ethnicity, young men and women to get into the trades where you're using your hands, where you're outdoors. Not everybody needs to go to college. Here in Alabama, we have a big need for workforce in the agriculture industry or in other jobs. I'm going to come up with a website, but there's like a Build Alabama that is all about getting people in construction jobs, in utility jobs, and those jobs pay well.
And what you're bringing up is either education at a young age going forward to middle school, high school, or it's retraining for adults, retraining program.
Yeah, and these are solutions that we can actually do something with, but that's not what quote the protesters are talking about.
Right.
And it frustrates me because there are problems, and those problems have solutions, and we can sit together, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Independent, and actually probably find ourselves on the same page, but we have to do it together. And we can't do that if we're yelling at one another and throwing urine and sticks and stones and all of that good stuff.
Right, and it makes you, again, wonder how much of this is people who really want a conversation about solutions and policy and other folks out there who are engaged in political theater that unfortunately is all too real.
Political theater, ding, ding, ding. That's exactly how I describe it. And that's what the media is feeding off of. Because you don't see the media putting pundits on air who are talking about the actual issues and the actual solutions. They're not bringing on a BLM person to say, hey, let's talk about how we get here, how we got here, and how do we solve this. They're bringing on BLM people who say things like, I support looting. I support assaulting officers. They don't deserve to live.
Well, why are you knocking the Bureau of Land Management that way? I saw that the other day, a confusion over the acronym. It's really a strange time, and the idea that Joe Biden would say, well, this will all go away if you elect me. It's like, how, Joe?
Unless you know something we don't know, Joe, like who's funding all these people who are moving around the country constantly, then I don't think it will. And I think it comes back to we need a civil discourse. I talked about on my Facebook, I asked a question, and I did it on my personal Facebook, and I always tell people who are listening to me on air, don't add me on my personal Facebook, but I did. I did a post on my personal Facebook that said, have you experienced as a conservative cutting you out of your life, or is this something only liberals are doing? And I was surprised to find that some people actually have had conservatives cut liberals out of their lives. We have to get over that intolerance. Our politics, my politics doesn't necessarily define who I am as a person, right? I'm a Christian, a Catholic, I'm a mother, I'm a volunteer with certain things, the dogs and the domestic violence shelter and different things. I am a lot of things that encompass and make up who I am. And if you're tuning in for the first time and don't know who I am, by the way, you've got April Marie Fogle here, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Parler at April Marie, APRYLMARIE. But our politics don't define us. But if you watch the TV or you listen to the news too often, we're learning, we're being shown intolerance, right? You're one basket or the other. You're a Trump supporter, you're a Biden supporter, you're a never-Trumper, you're a Trump obsessor, whatever. But that's not who we are. We're Americans. I was here last week on September 11th, and I reminded you then, and I'll remind you now. We are first and foremost Americans, and we should all want our nation to be better. There are a number of things that that this whole movement has opened my eyes to. One is all of the number of children who are brought up to fear the cops or hate the cops. I was surprised by this. I'm still surprised by this. And when we saw the videos of the officers shot in some of the protests, there were children and their parents, you know, talking about how we have to, again, defund the police and stuff. That's not what we do. That's not how we make our country better. That's not how we solve these problems. All right, we're going to go to a break. When I come back, this and lots more, these issues and lots more, I want to talk about football. I know everybody, there's mixed feelings on football. I am not an NFL person, but I really, if I do take the moment and time to watch football, I don't want to see the shenanigans of these players. It's frustrating. Stay tuned. You've got April Marie Fogle and Joey Clark here during the Dan Morris News Show.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hello and good afternoon. You've got April Marie Fogle here yet again. Okay, as I'm talking about law enforcement, and I am clearly a law enforcement supporter. I make no apologies for that. I recognize there are bad guys out there. There are bad guys in every profession. You cannot and will not convince me that that the majority of law enforcement is bad. I know many, many, many law enforcement officers. They have my respect just by virtue of signing up to do their job. Yes, they may lose my respect over time, but they got it. I saw this headline today, and you can't make this up. Portland police say that the suspect arrested last night for starting brush fires was arrested again after starting six more fires. You know what the solution to this is? Don't let these people out. Don't let people out. We had a young man who broke into gun shops who then went on to stab people. If someone is doing something that is clearly a real danger to their society, the communities they're in, how about we stop letting them out? And I know that social justice warriors will get their panties in a wad over that, but for the love of all that's holy, people are losing their lives, they're losing their homes due to these wildfires out west right now. We should not be letting arsonists go. Keep the pyro in the jail. Keep pyros in prison. Can I make a bumper sticker with that? What do you think, Joey?
Pyromaniacs in prison? Yeah, I think that's reasonable, no?
I think it's reasonable. If someone is starting fires and you catch them red-handed, hopefully not. No, actually, I'm okay with red-handed. Let them catch themselves on fire. If you catch them red-handed, catching things on fire, they should not be let out just for giggles. On the line, we have Andy. Hey, Andy, how's it going?
Andy.
Yeah.
You're on there.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
We're good.
Hope Dan's doing okay.
Yeah, he seems to be. We're just technical issues.
Just some technical difficulties.
Good. Well, you're doing a fantastic job filling in. So, you know, you're talking about all this stuff going on out west, in Oregon, California, everything, you know, with all the protesting, the craziness that's going on right now. But I'm looking at this as a diversionary tactic, and I'm going to tell you why. The lady that was tied to Epstein, the lady that now is in jail, who will be brought up to testify.
Glasslyn? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, have you noticed in the past week and a half how quick California was to make it okay for a person over the age of 17, 18 to have a relationship with a minor?
So I saw the stories on that.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's related?
I think it is. And here's my take on that. All right. There are a lot of money, big money people there in California right now okay? You've got a lot of people connected. I'm talking people that are in Washington, people that were in Washington, people that were in power back in the 90s. President Clinton, one of them, all right? These people have a lot of connection with Weinstein that was in Hollywood. We all know what he was doing, all right? They're going to do everything they can to get these laws passed, okay, and get this stuff snuck in underneath our noses while we focus on what's going on that we all talk about every day. You talk about it every day on the news, all right? They're going to get all these laws passed where it's okay and it's legal. And then when this lady goes to court and she starts testifying and she starts naming names, guess what? None of these people will be able to be touched. None of them.
I don't know if it's if the bill is retroactive. Let me. I'm gonna put you on hold here and read what the bill does. So what the bill does is says that if you if someone has sexual relations, whether it be vaginal, oral, or anal sex, with somebody within 10 years of their age, over the age of 14. They aren't, the judge has discretion on whether or not the person can register as a sex offender. Now, I think the intent is to protect 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds. I don't like the 10 years there. That's weird, right? A 14-year-old and a 24-year-old?
Right.
Let's go ahead and register that dude as a sex offender. That's just bonkers.
Yes, it is.
I don't, and I'm looking again.
No, the acts like sexual rape are still illegal, but the registry.
It's the registry, Andy.
Okay.
So Andy, I think, and here's the thing about all this. I think we're going to see a lot more talk. Again, have you seen the, Joey, did you see the Q news about the guy who was putting together the Q site being outed?
No.
Oh, yeah. They found the guy responsible for the main Q website.
Okay.
So Q, of course, communicated on 4chan, then 8chan, and then he went to something else. I say he. They assume they know who it is now. And then somebody else took all of those and put them on another website, and they found the guy who was doing that. And they backtracked some app applications and registries. I'm glad. Andy, are you on there? Okay. I'm glad that we're talking about these issues, but I want us to focus on the real issue. And I really do think a 10-year gap between a 14-year-old and a 24-year-old is big, but the discretion allows what the lawmaker said is a 17-year-old who had sex with a 19-year-old shouldn't be required to be on a lifelong sex registry.
Let's fast forward right now to what everybody's talking about since Friday. And, of course, I don't have Netflix, but this Cuties episode or whatever this show is on Netflix, okay, why would they release that? Why would they put that out to the American public right now?
So,
you know why?
Why do
so
you...
the American public can get used to seeing that.
Well...
And it's that. So that they can... This would be an accepted way of life. They're slowly trying to change... how we look at
things. I hope you are wrong, Andy. I'll say that. As a mother to a little girl and two young boys, I'll say I hope you are wrong. I think that I don't believe that it is as in your face nefarious as it seems. Joey and I were just discussing Cuties off air in that that in theory, and I believe, let me just say this unequivocally, I believe Cuties should be taken off air.
Yes.
I believe that is exploitation of those children, and I believe we're missing several things. One is, most of the children used in that movie have no prior acting experience. Two, the sexualized moves, which included touching their vaginas,
mm-hmm.
Let's be clear about what the images show and the video shows. Those were moves that were not that, you have to think, somebody choreographed this, someone worked with them as a group, someone worked with them one-on-one, these children practiced that at home.
And they had to make choices with where the camera, you know, how it shot. Yeah,
number of shots taken. Then if you have any kids, you know that kids love to replicate what they see online. Think of all of the dances on TikTok or the dances that kids learn, right? I'm not up on the names, but there's like the floss dance and there's like dabbing and there's...
So what you're saying is probably 90% of the American parents don't censor what their kids watch on the internet if they're under the age of 11? Is that what you're saying?
I think that, well, first off, and I take my responsibility as a parent very, very seriously to watch what my kids consume, but in theory... and I say in theory, what this movie producer said she wanted to do is actually address the issue of child exploitation. I think she went about it the wrong way. Netflix and other countries have had to pull this. There are three or four countries that have had Netflix pull this. I think it is incumbent on lawmakers in the United States to pull this. And I love that people who are not parents, are you a parent, Andy?
Yes, I am.
How old are your children?
My kids are grown. If I caught my daughter doing something like that, you better.